It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, some parts of the country are known to be bigger artistic hubs than others. We'll take a look at a surprising survey that highlights America's creative divide and find out where Wisconsin fits in.
First, Governor Scott Walker introduced his proposed transportation budget yesterday. The budget outlines which projects will be given priority in the state and how those projects will be funded.
But in the eagerly anticipated proposal, some projects will need to be put on the back burner in order to move others along. And how the projects are being funded could cause some conflicts in the state legislature.
Joining us now to talk about the proposed transportation budget is Jason Stein. He's the Capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jason, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, Governor Walker has said all along he doesn't want revenue increases, increased gas taxes, that sort of thing. Is that the case in this new proposal?
Right. He has telegraphed that for a very long time, and he's not backed down on it. So what that means is we're going to see delays in some major projects in the state so that there can be some money freed up to increase spending for local roads and maintenance.
Right. Let's talk about some of those projects, and that's part of what may be controversial even for some Republicans. What projects are being bumped down the road, if you will?
Right. So the north leg of the Marquette interchange in Milwaukee is being delayed a couple years, and the Marquette interchange we finished as a state, and then as well the north-south of I-94, that leg from Milwaukee to the Illinois border, is also getting further delayed, as well as Highway 18-151 on Madison's south side.
And compare and contrast, Republican Assembly leaders revealed their overall agenda for next year. That included transportation. Republicans in the Assembly don't necessarily agree with what the governor is proposing here.
Right. They're saying that, look, we have relied on borrowing and project delays for too long to get by in transportation, and that the time has come to find some source of new money, whether that would be, you know, increasing the gas tax or trying to convince Congress to let us put tolling in place on some highways. They want revenue increases to be at least part of the solution alongside what would likely be still some cuts or delays.
Now, this is not the first round in this back and forth between Republicans and the legislature and Governor Walker. Can you give a little background on the last big state budget and the fight that went into transportation funding there?
Sure. The governor started out by asking for a very large increase in borrowing, and to sort of keep that under control, he zeroed out almost all borrowing on other things in the state budget, like buildings, you know, college dormitories, things like that. And the legislature ultimately cut quite a bit of bonding out of the budget, saying, look, we have just allowed payments on debt to become a bigger and bigger part of the state's road fund, and it's just gotten to be too much.
Talking to Jason Stein from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at Governor Walker's transportation budget proposal. He released it yesterday in conferences, press meetings around the state. What are we hearing today from those Republican Assembly leaders? What are they saying about this proposal from the governor?
They're so unhappy with it. It has been remarkable the extent to which Republicans have been openly arguing among one another in the middle of an election. It's kind of like parents fighting in front of the kids is how I jokingly describe it. And I think that really goes back to a real deep-seated difference of view on how the state ought to move forward in terms of what is its biggest infrastructure investment.
And there are concerns, again, raised by some Republicans that deferring maintenance, deferring projects now may lead to more costly work down the road. Is that an argument we're hearing from them still today?
Sure. Sure. That's absolutely an argument. In some cases, they're saying, you know, the governor, the metaphor he uses is when you have a lot of projects that need done on your house, you focus on the ones that have to do with safety, and then you do them one at a time as you can. And the Assembly Republicans are saying, well, that's fine as a metaphor, but it's also true that if you think you have to tear down your house, having to do maintenance like replacing the roof or something like that doesn't necessarily make sense either. It might make sense to just go ahead and tear down the house right now if you know you're going to have to do it sooner or later. So, you know, that's sort of the two different ways of looking at this, and that's what's going to be argued really from now into June of 2017.
You mentioned that some money is being added for local governments to help them with their local road repair, and that's something that we've heard from people with local government organizations. That's something they say has been sorely needed. Is that a particularly controversial part of this plan?
No, I mean, I think that that's, you know, $65 million more over 2 years for local governments and their roads and bridges, and I think that's something that will probably stay in whatever proposal gets passed by lawmakers. But the argument here is, okay, you're going to get that extra money. How are you going to do it? You're going to get that money. And the governor's saying, well, we're going to prioritize and shift money away from or just not spend money on other major projects. We're going to just, you know, tend to the roads we already have. What Assembly Republicans counter is to say, that's fine to do a one-time cut in spending, but it's going to be difficult to make cuts in spending going forward every time we need, you know, more money for maintenance and that sort of thing.
Have Democrats in the legislature been speaking out on this, or have they been content to stay on the sidelines while Republicans argue amongst themselves?
Well, I mean, I think they have been. I think you'll see more of that from Democrats and Republicans both as they actually digest the plan. I mean, it's really been only today that we've seen, the bottom line details on this, and we have yet to see the entire transportation proposal. I got an advanced look at it yesterday, but no one has outside the administration has seen the whole thing. So, you know, we'll be hearing more about that. Obviously, though, the Democrats are in the minority, so there's not a big role that they've played in this or really any other debate to speak of in recent years.
Now, one possibility as the budget process moves forward is that the legislature does do something like increasing gas taxes, and then Governor Walker would have to decide whether to sign or veto it. Has he given any indication saying, if you guys send a gas tax increase to me, I will veto it?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's made that very clear. Yeah, I, in the previous budget and in the current budget. Now, is it possible that there could be some modest increase in revenues for transportation and, you know, some decrease in other taxes or fees elsewhere in the budget? Yeah, he could certainly agree to that. We could also see Republicans shift sales or income tax money away from schools and healthcare to roads. That's another thing that they have done in the past, and they certainly could do again. But the chances that the governor allows a gas tax to go through unvetoed are zero.
Jason, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Jason Stein. He's a Capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us to talk about Governor Walker's new proposed transportation plan.